Very still. Not much I can say to make you folk love me, because we're living in a spirit of iniquity, which we love ourselves. And we have no room to love anybody else. If I told you why you stand up like that when I come in, would you like my answer? You want to be seen. You want to be seen. Iniquity. You like that? I drove down front for a moment, then I came back up, and I'm watching the folk coming, and of course I opened my big mouth. I said, "Rose, I see you. See what I see? The way they walk, the way they have this nice back." And it's all so inbred in us that we don't even know we're doing it. In the heart of man is a thing called pride. Lifted up in pride, which is self-identity. Now, I dare you, just say, did you hear what he said? Did you really hear what he said? What is self-identity? It's iniquity. Look at the way. And so I offend you because I'm telling you the truth. We think we're doing good because we come to church. I pay tithe. I give my offering. Well, at least most of you made it on time, I think. Hello? And because I try to identify this ministry, I border on iniquity. There's not too many people on this earth that's going to say, "Truth, Lord."
Truth, Lord. Oh, yes, truth.
Now you're pulling back. If Jesus was going to come today, if he came to your house, if he came to your heart, if he came to your mind, I just wonder, you know, he just came unexpectedly. All right. I'll show you. I can forget any one of you and show you exactly what you're doing. You see? Or just those of them. Who, me? You don't know me, Brother Stair. One of the things that was written about Jesus was that he knew what was in man.
Yes. Hallelujah.
How'd you know? I made him.
Yes, he did. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
old Brother Brown, that bless his heart, he wants to get so right with God. He just is going to get that look on his face. And you who feel like you're already right, you got that look on your face. How do you like it when I told you the reason why you stand up? Oh, we stood up to see you. No, you stood up because you wanted to be seen.
Amen.
Well, that's pretty good now.
Amen.
Because when Jesus comes, we're going to stand up, aren't we?
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Holy. Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father.
A leopard can't change its spots.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you.
I want you to see what I'm going through, Brother Sarah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, we used to sing a song years ago. My Jesus, no. I wonder what he knows that you need.
Oh, Jesus, save you. Oh, bless you.
Or I need. Or what he needs.
Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Here you are. You can tell people 1,000 times, 1,001, that your works, good or bad, do not impress God.
Amen.
At all.
Amen.
Not at all.
Amen.
Why, he had no respect for me. See? See the story?
Amen.
Who was that guy?
Cain.
He had the name that said he was able to bring an acceptable sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
But because of his heart and his mind, he couldn't do it. Cain. Now, not a word of you ever responded righteously when I talk about Cain and Abel. His name says, I can't do it. I just can't do it. What God wants me to do. I. And the scripture says this about Abel. He offered. Now they both offered up sacrifices.
Yes.
Amen. Right here. See, amen. Now how am I going to do anything to help any of you? Will you please tell me? Because I start quoting scripture and you folk look at me like I'm reading out of a strange book. Don't hardly recognize the book, do you?
Oh, my Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You see, I would love to give you some. Oh, what a beautiful place. I jumped up real quick and got my Bible. That's got to be there somewhere. And you know what? I found it. What did you find? It's written.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, God.
How do I know you? It's written.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, Brother Sarah, we're sheep. Yep.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
But it's written.
Written.
All
yeah.
We
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Sheep
amen.
Have
gone
astray. You got astray, brother? Want to point you out to show you where you're going astray? Where you're going in your own way?
Amen.
Which is iniquity perfected?
Yes.
A way that seems so right to a man. at the end, it's written. Over the years, I've tried to tell every one of you. Now, Dancer, who do you think he is? I mean, no. What right has he got to judge that one? Then I tell you. Like Jesus was sent to judge. I've never condemned none of you. Although I could if I wanted to. Huh? And I do my best to make sure you don't condemn yourself. Oh, I believe I got that. Yeah.
Bless you, Savior. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
See, when I make a statement like this,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
See, Jesus did not come to condemn.
Amen.
He came, but he did not come to condemn. But it did come to judge.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And you say, well, we're not supposed to judge. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says just be careful when you judge. Judge not in a wrong manner or with a wrong intent or a wrong purpose, because you're going to be judged the same way. Look. Look at old Robert sitting back. Look at me again, boy. Look at old Timothy looking at me. Look at old Karen. What am I doing? I'm judging. If you're going to judge me by my face, God says to me, you're going to judge by their faces. So don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of their face. Why? Because one of these days we're going to see him face to face. And if I can judge you now, so you can look at his face, somebody, I think about how Abraham, Isaac, they went looking for a wife for Isaac, wasn't it? Huh? Well, that's what I'm doing right here. I'm looking for a bride for Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know what would have happened if that Elenazar was his name? Come on, some of you folks can pronounce it better than me. Yes. Okay, satisfy yourself. Now, I don't want to miss the point I started out with. I try to tell you, folk.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Every one of you, when I met, every one of you, when I met you, everyone, I would make a judgment on you.
Amen.
On how you would approach me.
Amen.
And if you come with a know-it-all attitude, I would say, you think you're spiritual.
Amen.
And then I would say, as I've done many times, I would love. You folks think that I don't want you to be spiritual? Oh, how simple it would be to talk to people with a spiritual mind and a spiritual heart and a spiritual life. I would love. Oh, good. How can I do that any better? I would long. To speak unto you as unto spiritual.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, but you're carnal.
My Lord God.
What am I doing? Making a judgment.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
What are you doing when you look at my face? or my actions. You're making a judgment. We ought to judge, but judge righteously. Psalm 91, is it? Psalms 91, is it? Damn these folks. I said, Psalm 91, is it?
Yes, sir.
It has a phrase in there about judgment. I don't know that. You don't know that Psalm 91 talks about judgment? Ay, 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 ay. Just start reading Psalm 91, brothers.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
He that dwelleth
in the secret place,
Hallelujah.
Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee.
Surely!
Hallelujah! Glory!
He shall deliver thee,
Hallelujah.
From the snare of the
Glory.
Fire.
Glory!
And from the noise of pestilence.
Glory!
He shall cover thee.
You're not noisy a pestilence is? How about a little mosquito?
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
You see, you folk, you don't have a spiritual mind. That's your problem. That's why when I start reading these things, you think because you can read good, but do you understand what you read?
Hallelujah. My Lord, help, Lord.
That guy that was riding in that chariot.
Lord.
Was a very learned man.
Yes,
if you ever studied the history of that guy in that chariot.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
He was returning back from an excursion to Israel because he went over there to hear about their God. Because he had heard about the God of Israel who had done such miraculous things for these people.
Amen.
I wish somebody... Is there one or two right now will grasp what I just said?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Too deep, boy, ain't it? And you wonder why I yell at you. Because you didn't come prepared again. You didn't come ready to be enlightened. To be informed, to be warned. You're like the Cain who presents your offering. And God says, no good. Oh, we bring the sacrifice of praise. And God goes, crack.
Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, oh, God.
That's truth. And because they receive not, before God could save you, He had to convince you that you need to be saved.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And so it made you to sin,
yes, Lord.
And sin you did,
yes,
and
Lord.
Sin you do. And if you ever needed the Lord
yes,
before,
Lord.
You sure do need Him
yes.
now.
Right now.
The more light you have, the more you sin.
Yes.
You got to walk in every light, all the light, all the time. But because people don't walk in the light, they end up walking in darkness. Read some more of that for me. Keep your eye on the book.
He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night.
You're not going to terrorize me.
Amen.
You're a bunch of terrorists, you know.
Lord,
we're terrorists.
Oh, God. Jesus.
for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at my side.
Oh, yes, Lord.
10,000.
Oh, 10,000?
Yes.
She keeps looking at me, wanting to know why I look at her like that. Because you look at me. God, why? Your face tells me you're a perception of what's going on. Your face tells me that. Your eyes tell me that. For instance, I've used something for years. I did it when I first met him. Now, what do you think he done wrong? I told you what he done wrong.
Oh, bless you.
We get presumptuous.
My Lord.
And God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Presumptuous are they. Self-will.
Oh, God. Jesus.
That's not God's will.
No.
Self-will. He that thinketh he's something,
amen.
A self will.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, but you love the truth.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I don't think there's ever been a generation of mankind where the truth of God has been so explicitly revealed than this one.
Amen.
And we've ever learned. Boy, we learned. Have we learned. And because of all the learning, we're not able. We're not. See, we're a Cain. We're not able. Why was Abel to offer up a more excellent?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Now look at there. Oh, Kevin, he's sitting there. His face says, I got it. No, he doesn't. Yet so I ought to a more excellent. How do you like that? Just like that, I had two scriptures pop in my heart with the word excellent.
Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
And God's going to hold a generation of mankind for the blood of Abel. There you are again. Jesus actually said that.
Hallelujah.
I said, Jesus actually said that.
My Lord.
From the blood of Abel, he said. Using them, taking the, shedding the blood of Jesus. Because Abel shed innocent blood.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Where do you go? Where do you go? And I have nothing really to give strength to my messages, which is always whining.
Always. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you generation of vipers. You backbiters, you criticizers, you fault finders.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
As I laid in my bed this morning, and like I tell you, I'm always, I know about this.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You folk won't budge, will you? You're not going to show any sign of meekness and submission, will you? not ashamed. See, you that haughty looks out of your eyes.
Oh, God.
Oh boy, you've accomplished something, huh?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Boy, am I getting good vibes.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh,
you know, when you have love, you have good vibes.
Amen.
You can tell when somebody loves you. And they can tell when you love them because it's good vibes.
Amen.
I get good vibes from his love.
Amen.
A little quickening. Hallelujah. Just to start that he loves me.
Amen.
And for God commend his love.
Amen.
He showed it.
Amen.
Christ died for the ungodly. Wow! 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 Oh! Oh! Oh, how I love him! How I looked on them with anger. So you suffer them little children to come on to me. For such are the kingdom of heaven. Except you become a bird and become a little child, you shall in no wise. That means you're not very wise.
No. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Oh, bless you.
And I've always used this phrase. I said, when people come to me, they think they're spiritual. I've been looking this morning for the fellow that showed up yesterday. Has he showed up today? See? Isn't that something? See? Like, he thinks he's spiritual. So I come looking for him. Where he at? Probably. He probably was on his way to vacation. You know, passing through. Like the little old guy from Vancouver. Probably stay here. Jesus here. Well, no, he's up in heaven interceding. Well, I'll be back later. I'm really on my own journey. You don't like me, do you? Do you, folks? You know what? You don't love this truth because this is... Every man doing that which is right. And don't you dare tell him it's not right. Righteous Abel. That's what God finally called him. That God called him righteous. Job vexed his righteous soul. What a debauchery, huh? A man willing to or Lot willing to turn his virgin daughters over. Huh? Vexed his right. Who would consider that guy righteous? See, you people, you're so damn carnal, you don't consider me a righteous man. And I tell you, I'm not. He's right. See, I'm not going around trying to establish my own righteousness. Well, it ain't right for you to preach like this. I agree with you on that. I haven't got the qualifications of a physical left. I'm not preaching my own righteousness. Amen. See, you don't even call this meekness, do you? And by the way, the phone number here, I got to check and see if Steve's out there. Hey, by the way, Steve, you were so concerned about Jacob. Because last week, Jacob sat on the front row. Well, I looked for him again when I came in, and he's sitting back there. I was hoping to sit up here so I could say, hey, Steve. Right. What was that thing Steve kept hollering at me? What was it that Steve kept yelling at me? What scripture was he using? Why the hell are you folk come to church? Amen. And he actually mentioned Jacob. Because he called right after Jacob got up, started walking, and I challenged him. And then Jacob sassed me. Smart aleck, wise guy. And I met it right over there, like I'm doing now. Yes. Yes. So then when I gave Steve a chance, you can't folk. I didn't move Jacob. I forced him into repentance. And he repented. And that's why I was holding his shit up here this morning. So I, hey, Steve, I showed mercy and grace, mercy and truth. Hey, Steve, you dog. Boy, if you're still out there, Steve, you know what's been shown to you? Mercy and truth. God told you not to touch his anointed. Well, you're not the only one. You're not the only voice. Hey, Steve, you know the number. There he is. I think. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to double check. And then we're going to do what the Bible says. Hello?
Yes, this is brother.
There he is. No, you're not brother. Now we give no place to the devil.
Never a brother.
He's not a brother. He's a false brother. He's not trying to keep his brother. He's trying to destroy his brother. Like Cain did. He's a barking dog. Oh, some of you folk want to show him sympathy, huh? He's already had plenty of compassion. God has shown him so much compassion. Keep on running your mouth, devil. God's going to shut your mouth. He's not going to allow you to shut this mouth. Now, I hope you're not still talking, Steve. because I'm not going to let these people hear you. I was specifically told of God, give no place to the devil. And what we have here is a manifestation of a man of sin. Antichrist. Anti-God. Anti-truth. He's not even hearing a word I'm saying. He's not hearing anything the Spirit of God is doing. And I can even talk like this. I've done this several times before with people. I remember I told you one time, and then, is this house ever going to, are you ever going to get on the right side? Don't you know if I'm not God's man, you're a fool for being here. I'm serious. I'm really am. You don't want to hear a false prophet. You don't want to give credibility to a false prophet. Are you sure? Or will you turn next week and touch me like these guys touch me? See, I met Steve years ago in Cincinnati. And oh boy, he shined up to me like Joe Klein did. Who's Joe Klein? Yeah, who is Joe Klein? You got yourself in a bind, Sister Burgess. Years ago, you declared as a prophet.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
God forbid it, you don't keep coming to the prophet. Because a lot of folk would like to pull you away.
Yes,
so true. Amen. Would you like to be a faithful prophet? Amen. I'd like you to be a faithful prophetess.
All right.
Because that's what you were doing.
Amen.
When you prophesied and said there's a prophet, you was a prophesying. You wouldn't call her a false prophet, would you? Has she been able to persuade some of you that she's a prophet? Just by her continually coming? I don't think you folks would stand if I turned her loose and let her preach. Hey, Sister Burgess! There we are. Prophesy. 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 Hallelujah. Whoa. Now, you know, just before I was thinking of the phone, he said, Brother Steve. And I said, you're not a brother. He's not a brother. He's a false brother, like Christopher was. Like Christmas all them years, a false friend. How in the world could a man who knew he was my friend for 40 years and then sit right here and fulfill, you shall be betrayed by brothers, kinfolk, and friends. I'm your friend, Brother Stair. And he was. And he's sitting down there. I don't know if he's alive or dead yet. Spiritually, he's dead. Yeah, he's not alive spiritually. Hey, Chris, what are you? I feel him in my heart. What do you feel in your heart now? Isn't it amazing? I look right at you and I see 90% of betrayal in your heads. eyes and see not. And again, me talking like this on the air. Hundreds of hours every day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You think them folk believe that? How many hours, Richard? 135 hours of broadcasting on radio. Just short way. Every day. Surely, some men's mouth must be stopped.
Thank you, Father.
As I was laying down in the prison house, I had people all day long hollering at me. And then I say something, like I did yesterday, and you damn people, you somehow got that thing in front of you. I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand why you said it. And that made me so angry. I mentioned a phone call or an email that came to me yesterday. And I said, probably it could have come from here because it was current. And you're the only people that see me go around and hug your sisters. They hear me talk, but they don't see me. I tell you what, some of you don't see. You don't see me hug your brother, do you? And then there goes your mind. Well, why do you allow it? So you can fuss about it. Why did Jesus allow sin? So he could save sinners. Wow. 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 Boy, this is what I was thinking this morning about how my attorney stood in front of the judge. Now, they also. You didn't hear this. What in the world would make that attorney say, Judge, this man told me things. Anybody remember his phrase? He's a wise man, he said. He's a Jewish man. And I was speaking to him about Judaism. And he said, man, he told me. See, and there you are sitting, and you're trying to figure out what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
And I told you what happened. Well, let me go back to this business of touching. Yesterday, I got an email from somebody. It says, well, you're going to keep on touching them till nobody else can touch them? Well, the only people that know that I'm still touching are the ones here. They don't see me out there. I stopped the sin. So when they saw me, they got them now. Oh, get them out. You rebellious, stubborn, blind. Thou knowest not that you're blind. You don't see, you don't understand, you don't perceive. You know, and I can tell you things, and you just sit there and just look at me. For instance, you still got the 14,000. You still got the 7. And you know what I found out about this guy? He came and talked to me about money yesterday. I said he came and talked to me about money, wanting to know if he should give it. He got a pretty good monthly income coming in. You're not understanding this, are you? You know you. Did you get the money from your dad? When I told you, tell him to send your son, he got all bent out of shape. He sent it to you. Where's that? In your account. So you're going to have to give an account. You know what that means. So he came to me yesterday, heard me talk about money. Because yesterday, again, we saw God do something.
Oh, God.
But she had been helping us out. Stand up, sister. Were you working on the mail yesterday? Were you hollering on telly folk how many letters came? 11? For 2 days now. Come on, you peanut brains. Come on. We're talking about expenditures of thousands of dollars every day. Today's mail, 11 letters, how much offering? 10,000.
Glory.
How much blood did you have to shed, Lord, to save every drop? Each drop of blood. I'll knock it off, you folks. Sing, you. Run your mouth. Run your mouth, Steve, you damn fool. You're not going to like what God told me about you, Steve. God said, I'm going to make your enemies be at peace with you. Hey, Steve, are you going to be at peace? You're really a troubled man, Steve. He's not at peace, is he? Nobody's hearing him. He's not on any broadcast. He's not preaching anywhere. No, nobody's hearing him. Did you ever hear Steve before I told you about him? Huh? Well, you see, an Antichrist spirit there, and now we're beginning to recognize the Antichrist. Where it's a time for the Antichrist to be identified. And even now are the many Antichrists. Even now. I haven't touched 14,000. I haven't touched 7,000. He wanted to send me 7,000 or 8,000. I said, okay, from New Zealand. He said, well, I'd like to hold on for a little bit. Just a few weeks, I'll have 10,000. 10,000 New Zealand, right? Right? Oh, yeah, 10,000 New Zealand. There's a different evaluation. In this house. Amen. There you sit, little. I wish you folk weren't so dumb. See, we've allowed our ignorance to domineer us until we're dumb. Dumbed down. Nothing so dull of feeling. So dull of understanding. Dumb. When I got that email about touching, well, them folk out there, I don't see me touch anybody. I said, I wonder if somebody in here. You know, some of you folk, you know how to use emails. Yeah, you do, and you can just camouflage who it is. Yeah. Nobody here upset because I touch the sisters and I tell you not to do it. Or maybe you'd like to do it too, huh? And I get in the way. Woo! Look at little old mama there. This boy, she's sitting there looking at me, and she understands every word, right? Right?
Hallelujah.
And all you're getting. Did you come here to get something from the Lord?
Amen.
Well, how about some understanding? Now, I don't know who it might be, and it may not be anybody here. It could be somebody you told about or somebody who conveyed that. But it's very obvious that people know that I trust these sisters. And I was surprised sometimes how some of you folk identify my touching sisters. I said, how do you know that? Some, it's all right if I touch them. If I touch them the way you think I should touch them, or if I touch them in a way that you don't think I should touch them, then you. It's touching business, huh? Touching Jesus. If I could but touch him. But God said, don't you touch my anointed. Well, you're not anointed when you do that. Go take a nap. You can get in one of those hospitals. Take a nap. Or down there.
Okay.
You don't sleep at your house, Jackie?
He did.
Hey, y'all go take a nap. Jesus do that? Come on, are you Bible boys? Did he do it? Just sleep on. Go take your nap. I don't read it like, how do you read it? How do you read it? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? And he found him asleep. Finally said, I got to get this job done, whether they watch me or not. So sleep on. Oh, boy. Hey, Steve, where you at? Where you at, Steve? No, you're not here. No, you're not here. You're talking too much. You're not hearing. He that sits on the circle of the earth is laughing at that devil. Boy, if you don't sense and understand what the spirit of Antichrist is. If you don't get it, even now, right now, in this tabernacle, are there many Antichrists against the word being preached, being proclaimed, or being lived? Antichrist, right now, even now, are there many many. See? That damn fool just run his mouth and run his mouth. And nobody. Can you hear him? I'm not going to give him no place. Hey, Steve, why don't you call a radio station and say he can have some time? The other day we were checking on the satellites. Just as I start talking, I just tell, they don't even know what I'm talking about. Time. When God gives me money, it's to stay on the radio. Well, I thought that, you know, Jesus is going to come in the year 2018 because that was the feast days. Never mind, you folk will not budge. You just won't concede anything, will you? You a bunch of know-it-alls. You just don't know the truth.
My Lord Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh. Why don't you love the truth? No, because you don't love it.
My Lord.
Truth is not going to spare you or me. God don't spare the rod. I'm his child. I'm his prodigy. He's not going to spare the rod with me. The rod of chastening. Do that, Lord. I thought sure I could read this chapter and it would do him some good.
Hallelujah.
We are hardened people. We stiffen our neck.
Oh, Jesus.
And we've hardened our heart and going to be cut off.
Okay.
Watch God cut them off. Watch them. Over the years, I've had hundreds of Steves. Some stood right here in this pulpit. Whosoever will not hear that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. Go to hell, devil. Let me see if I put that down here or we don't hear none of it. Now the devil don't, he don't know it. He's deceiving his own self. That's what he's doing. His words have no power. Excuse me, I shouldn't even talk about them anymore. Just give him no place. Give no place to the devil.
Amen.
Hey, Steve, I'm still here. And so is Jacob. Why? Because mercy and grace and truth were the sins of both of us. Glory be to God. And what about you, you lying dog? You haven't received no mercy, sir. See, the devil, boy, he's something. Now, I'll probably try to, I don't know if I can do it or not, because we are so void of understanding truth at all. We're Cains. I wonder what made Cain offer up a sacrifice that was unacceptable. I wonder where he learned that he needed to sacrifice. Somebody, please. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad, yeah? Where did I come from? Why am I here?
Hallelujah.
Well, son, your father and I, we became conscious one day in a beautiful garden. You know, God made them.
Amen.
Remember, Eve did not come from Adam. God took a rib from Adam and made Eve like he made Adam. Hey! Boil, boil. Come on, Paul. It's a shame, people. This kind of teaching, and you sit there and your eyes glass over. He just didn't make them equal. Yet he made them equal. All right, I'll try not to, Lord. I'll try not to give any place to the devil. Because these thoughts are coming back to me. Anti-God, opposing, speaking evil of, thinking evil of. But I thought, I'd tell Brother Stair I got some money in New Zealand, and he'd holler, get it right away. But he didn't do that. $10,000. $14,000. $7,000. And then yesterday, how much? How much? $10,906. And he said,
thank you, our Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Father.
Need to be.
Well, now, see, when I do that, then I've got to analyze what the Scripture says. If they suppose they gain is godliness. I guess that's what makes me godly, and they gain. And I remember telling you people years ago when they questioned me about time come to pay taxes and stuff like that. And there's no more money. And we're just about there. Wait, what is $10,000 worth? Hey, peanut brains! I got news for you. The mind of Christ is not a peanut brain. He knows everything, all things. He knows how to use it, when to use it, why to use it. That mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was all. Let it. Only he who now lives will let.
Amen.
not speaking the mind of Christ. Over and over again, God has showed you and me, I'm anointed in heaven.
Amen.
He anoints me. Just like he's doing now. Well, I don't believe you're anointed. Damn it, I'll put you on the air. Come on. Speak now forever. Shut your damn mouth. You can't tell all these Bible-believing people. For instance, Mr. Trump had a big showdown yesterday. He went to the largest evangelical mega church full of Cubans and Spanish. Look, see, I'm not reaching you. And you can tell these people, why are the mega churches not God's churches? Because many are following their pernicious, deceiving, cunning way. A worldly church. The false prophets, the false presidents, the false truth goes to the world. And then shall that wicked one be revealed. Because he's a liar. Yeah. He lives a lie. He will tell a lie. Yeah. And he'll lie when he says, I'm the greatest. I'm the only one. Yeah. He lies when he says, I'm going to make America great. When America has never been great.
Yeah.
And you hear these women praying for him. Women preachers. When God don't have women preachers.
Amen.
He did not give the gift of an apostle or a prophet or an evangelist.
Amen.
Those were gifts given to men. God called, God anointed men. Men. Not woman. Then he had the guy down there who starts that church. He's probably a Cuban or not, or somebody speaking Spanish. The largest Spanish-speaking church, mega church in America. And he had a crowd. Just look at your faces. It is terrible. It is terrible that I talk as slowly, as deliberate I do. A mega church means they have many. And many will follow. Many. Evil men. Men who do things against God. Evil. They're speaking, their doings, their beings is all against God, all against the Word of God. Is that evil man? That's an evil man.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Evil. He probably don't listen any other time than he's a Saturday morning. Now, you would think by now he'd be gone, right? Hey, Steve, bye-bye. You would think after all the things that God has done, the devil's gone, right? No, you got to cast that devil out.
That's right, brother. Amen.
then shall that wicked one be destroyed with the brightness of yes. his coming.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Now, Jesus was a unique fellow. I'm going to try to read it, then I'll quit. Because I'm getting tired of this looks at me. All my pouring out my heart again, and I still got a bunch of folks just sitting there demanding proof. And I can't prove. Jesus couldn't prove to them people that he was the Christ.
Amen.
With all the mighty works he'd done. Had a hard time convincing his apostles. When one day he turned around and said, what are men saying about me?
Amen.
They come up with pretty good answers. Read. Hey, I just got finished telling you what I was looking for.
Some say that thou art John the Baptist.
See, now I have to have a sister read because my brother is goofing on me.
Hallelujah.
You know, there was a time I wouldn't let a sister do that.
That's right.
But since some of you brothers won't do what I tell you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Where'd you miss it this morning again? Hi. When you hear me quote a scripture up here, you know I'm going to ask for some vindication.
Yes, Lord.
So if you're going to grab the book and look, vindicate what I'm saying.
Right. Amen. Jesus.
Have I not said that to you?
Amen.
When I start saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, I was going to look for scripture. And some of you folk, you wouldn't even make an effort to be a searcher. Search them.
Yes.
Search them scriptures.
Amen.
Search them.
Yes, Lord.
No, you're waiting somebody else to find it. Then when they find it, you'll quit. You'll question them. Suffer not a woman to teach. Is she going to do it? She has the under authority.
Yes.
Read.
And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am?
Whom do you say I am?
Oh, God.
You call me dad the other day.
Yes, yes.
He had many fathers. Now you got one.
Amen.
And you got a wiper butt. A snotty nose. Because I'm a father. Because I'm a father to you all.
Amen.
I got to clean up your mess.
Amen.
Nobody here makes any mess, huh?
Oh, yes.
You don't mess up on anything, do you?
Oh, yes.
What about everything? I guess you'd rather have me go to theology school, huh?
No.
You know, get a theory about how to deal with you.
Right.
I laid down just a few moments before I came out of the house. I'd already had my shirt on. And I was just laying there just to try to get a little rest. Because, you know, see, I'm not going to complain. But when I'm working myself to a frazzle this morning. I'm putting a lot of effort in this.
Praise God. Thank you, Father.
And it's all as a result of an attack of the heart.
Yes.
How about my spiritual heart?
Amen.
Did he get attacked too? Now, this man has a heart after God. Oh, yeah?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
That adulterer. That fornicator.
Thank you, Father.
That child molester.
Thank you, Father.
That's what David was all in things. Yeah, he was a wretched sinner. Boy, are you so holy. You ain't never been a sinner, have you? No wonder you won't cry out, God, save me. Somebody better tell you that the only people God saves is sinners. And if you ever need it, a Savior before? You sure do need him now. Who said that? Who said we? Speak for yourself. Oh, we all need a Savior. No, you need a Savior. It is I. Boy, oh boy. When I opened this up, get the scripture that God wanted me to have, because I was going to mark it with a piece of paper, which I did. That is a deposit slip where I sent some money to Teresa, because I do it every month. But as I opened up the Bible, find this scripture. Hallelujah. I was looking for something to mark it with. What do I do with that? Oh, that's one thing. Well, I know it's here. Somewhere, I guess the Lord don't want me to use it. I was looking for a piece of paper to mark the scripture. And there was a piece of paper, Binland. It's here somewhere. Oh, my. I really don't want to read it, but I've told you about it. Yes, I have. I guess the Lord don't want me to read it to you, but I'll tell you about it. It came from Teresa. To my beloved husband. I want to ask you to forgive me for all the times I challenged you. I really want to be a wife, a meek and a quiet wife. I'll go all the mornings to find it. Fill out of my Bible.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, but Dad, we really want to be the obedient people. We really want to. You couldn't write a more repentant letter than that. See, you folk won't repent.
Hallelujah.
She won't repent. Hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says, yet they repented not.
Amen.
Of their sorcery. See them sorcerer?
Oh,
why are you doing that again? You've been told what sorcery is.
Yeah.
You've been told what it is. Rebellion. You've been told. Are you going to rebel again? Remember you not, I told you these things?
Amen.
Look at that. Still. Brother Brown?
Son of man, the children of thy people are still talking against thee behind the doors and the walls of the houses.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, your mercy.
Lord, every time you mention my name, there's an underkind against. You're not fully persuaded or you're questioning. So you say things in a way that... Even if you talk about one of my brothers and sisters, you're showing you're against. Because I told you, this is my anointed.
Yes.
Touch not mine anointed. Yes. The one that God anointed for me to be. You're anointed. And you've been given to me.
Yes.
So you're mine anointed.
Glory.
Isn't that what I told you? Huh? Remember?
Jesus.
What? In fact, the day I told him that, I got kind of tough.
Glory
God. Because I would deal with him about something. And he was telling me why he was doing that, because he was concerned about his wife and children.
Amen.
Still is.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
I slapped his face almost and said, look, they're my responsibility.
Oh,
they're my anointed.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. So are you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, blessed Savior.
Having fun? I did. I told him, look, and see, now his children are all gone. His wife's here. Still my responsibility.
Oh, Jesus.
And so is he. He's still here.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I wandered. You've got to remember, Brother Jackie, that every message you think you got from God, for you first.
Hallelujah.
You want to admonish these people, then God's admonishing you.
Hallelujah.
Nothing wrong with doing that, but just remember, you must be a first partaker.
Hallelujah.
If I want to rebuke you people, then I've got to accept rebuke. But you're not going to do it.
No, no.
I'm not your servant.
No, no. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Little God don't like that, do you? Now, how do I survive this? Talking to all you anointed like that.
Thank you, God.
How do I survive?
Thank you, God.
What in the world keeps upholding me?
Thank you, God. Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
And I try to tell you that the one thing that God kept me from was the love of money.
Money.
Not from the love of women. I had more women than I had money.
Oh, bless you.
Yet I never had to pay for one.
Oh, bless you.
I'm on the air.
Thank you,
I better let that one go. I want to read this scripture for you. Oh, I done lost it looking for that letter, but I know where it's at. Getting late, I better let you all go. You're all being worn out. If there be therefore any consolation or comforting words in Christ, is there any comfort in having Christ and knowing about Christ? If there be, I just said that, and you folks just sit there. What is it? If there be any consolation or any comfort in Christ, any at all, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit,
amen.
If any bowels and mercies fulfill you my joy,
hallelujah.
That you be like-minded,
amen.
Having the same love, being one of a accord of one mind,
amen.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. How are you measuring up? Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Amen.
Well, you don't think you're God? No, but I'm equal with him. I'm using his authority. I'm exercising his responsibility. Pay the price. Where's your mind? Hey, Steve, where'd you go? How on, Steve? Fool. But made himself of no reputation. Well, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to make himself a reputation. And took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, Boy, oh boy. I know God said you're a prophet, but I find myself as a man. You see, he's listening to me. But he still keeps right on running his mouth. Huh? See? And I can say right now, hey, Steve, nobody's hearing you. Why? Because I'm not giving you any place. The devil still says, I'm God. Yeah. And soon you'll say, go into the temple and declare himself to be God. A fellow called me yesterday, he said, Brother Steer, he says, don't you see what's going on over in the Middle East? And you know, I'm amazed that people don't know that I know. We're heading for the fifth thunder. Someone thought we only went to four, but we have gone to four, but we got the fifth one. And I told him, God, I got to do this. Let me sit down and get a rest for a second. I told you that when the fifth one goes, bing, bing, bing. I'm the only man that even told you what the thunders were. I can change the exact place where I was sitting when God spoke. It's down in the radio room down there.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I've heard lately of some men who try to identify the thunders, but they're not sure. They're just speculating. And look at this house right here. Just look at me. I have to look at you right now. Because I preach so deliberately. So intently.
Thank you, Father.
They won't budge, will they? That's how I know about you and everything, because I inquire. When mysterious things happen, I inquire. Is this guy who used to be my friend, and even now he puts little words in there. Oh, you're the prophet, all right, but you're not the only one. You're not the only one God's using, you know. Well, in this status, in this calling, I am the only one. And God himself says, I am the only God. So we talk about God all day long. He is the only one. Wow. When you talk about a Savior, Jesus is the only one. When you say you want to get to know God, Jesus is the way to God. Yet I am the way, the truth. Oh, boy, did he prove it to us on that cross with everything. My God, why have you forsaken me? And then he found out that he, Father, you all miss it. I can't believe you people sit there and let me tell you these stories. By this shall all men know that you are my people, my children, if you had the love of God in you. The man has no love for God. How about you?
Amen.
Oh, God, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do.
Jesus.
Then I'll answer like this. You answer for me. Do I have faith?
Yes.
Does it work?
Yes.
I just got finished telling you about money.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory. Now, that troubled me because I know that soon the money's going to go. And we have $1 million in the bank now, along with that stuff, without counting that.
Oh, glory to God.
What do I do with it, Lord? Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll build me a bigger house. I'll tear down these old ones and put some better ones up. I get some finer equipment so we can plant the garden a little different. You know they got weed pullers? You know they got mechanical things that can pull the weeds? When it gets on a nice little bed, I could replace you, couldn't I? This thing by a motorized wheelchair.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name, oh God. Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless your holy name.
Oh, look at there. Little walker. She don't need no help. Since you got, come on, man, take that thing away from her. She can't walk, and she can hardly walk with it. Still needs somebody walking with her. And you, huh? At one time in your life when you had use of them legs and that mind and that body. And of course you never went courting, did you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Never went after a girl? See, all right. You good looking guy like you? I didn't say you were good looking, but you think you are. That bearded boy. No, man. How old are you?
33.
I spent a whole year at that boy. One of the worst years I ever had.
Adam.
33. Whew. Kansas City, Missouri. I was sent to Kansas City, Missouri by David Epley. Because I was his campaign manager. My job was to set up the place, prepare the advertisement for the man of God to come. See, I am a campaign manager. My job is to get people straightened up for the Lord to come. Hallelujah! But let me start dealing with you and see what happens.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't believe this story, do you? You don't believe they have Midwestern blizzards. Look, don't even recognize the term. Snow drifts 10 feet high. Cold. I promise you I'd read this and I'll quit, so I'll quit. You people, you think I like to keep talking to you and you sit there so you get... You mean to tell me you can't find a way to enjoy this instead of enduring it? I know you're supposed to endure, but if you endure long enough, you'll end up enjoying. God loves you so much, he's just enduring. Somebody touch me, he said. Hey, Steve, touch Jesus. Stop touching me. And stop touching my anointed with your big mouth. Come and face me. When I shall see him, come on and face me. Come on, Stan, come and face me. Come on. Isn't that the way I finally got you here? Because you kept railing at me and letting me have it knocked down and drag out, and I wouldn't accept it. I said, come and face me. And then one day he said, I'll do that. I remember. I remember, boy. You come bursting through that door. And you actually said, you said, come and face me. Well, I'm here. Well, yeah. Kind of slowed down. God slowed you down a little bit, though, didn't he? Then he shows up with you and with her. And the one woman he had, I'd help him get rid of her. Amen. You know what she did? What'd she do? Well, you better find out what she did. That I told him to get rid of her. Get her out. That's right. You better find out because I told you what she done. He told me he was crazy. I said, yeah, he's crazy for having you around. Get her out of here. Let me help you out, okay? Lord, save me! If you don't save me, I'm going to perish! Well, how could that be, Peter? You're walking on water! And he took his eyes off of Jesus.
My Lord.
I've been walking on water, folk. Thin ice sometimes. You know, the Kansas City story is just so amazing. About 30-some years old. Well, I don't believe it. then go to hell. If you folk don't start believing the truth, how can you believe the truth except you hear it? And how do you know it's the truth if you don't have the spirit of truth in you? So you turn away your ears, folks. Man broke me the other day. Said, I know you keep telling us you have to believe the prophet. Who, which one? Well, you have to believe in God. Yeah, which one?
Oh, my Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
You got to believe in the spirit of truth. Yeah, but which one?
Glory God.
Hey!
Yes, Lord.
You got to believe in your brother and sister. Yeah, but which one? See, God did not tell Cain to go talk to Abel. He says, you go and do what's right. What is people, God? Why is your countenance fallen? Why has sin the glow left your face? Well, I've been living here all this time, and I get no respect. You don't eat breakfast? You don't take showers in the hot water? You don't have weeds to pull? Crops are up. You don't have a prophet? A real, live prophet? A real live God? A shepherd of your soul? Cain was so stupid, so willingly ignorant. He knew what to do. God said, go and do what's right. So what did he do? He went to Abel, who was able to offer up an acceptable sacrifice. How about you? Can you go to Jesus, the able one? He was able to offer up a more excellent sacrifice. Come on! Not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by his own blood. I wish somebody in this place. What can wash away my sin? Oh, my God. My sin. Come, you sinners. Jesus' blood wilt thou be made whole. I thought I was. Hallelujah. I was in Kansas City. A blizzard came. Comes in quick. High. That's 3 feet of snow on the ground. Just overnight. Wind just a-blowing. I had this great big steeler, and everybody called me and said, I'm not coming. I heard about the... I got new view. Jesus told me he's not coming. Last year. Right. He's not coming this year. Right. Going to give you space to repent. Nobody. Everybody knows. I know he's not coming this year.
Amen.
Why? Because he had me tell you when he's coming.
Amen.
Hey, listen, folk. I wish it wasn't like this, but we still got a 3.5-year period that has to be identified. And the identifying mark will be the man of sin.
Amen.
The fourth beast. Look, I'm talking to people here that's heard me say this over and over again, and your eyes glass over. If you'd only had known that when I was telling the truth, then you wouldn't have crucified me.
Amen.
You wouldn't banish me. Put me out of your heart and out of your mind.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing? Right here I'm talking to you, and some of you just put me right up. Just show me your side. And he looked on them with anger. You suffer those little children to come on to me.
Amen.
Little children. Except you become converted. And become a little child.
Thank you, Lord.
What's the matter?
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, so you're brave, huh? You're going to face me, right? Come on. Do it right here. Let's let the whole world know who is for and who's against. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
See you next week. You think so? Sure? Humble yourself. And I can tell you right now, the opposite of a humble spirit is a haughty one. You're heading for a fall, folk. But I thought now, don't let nobody fool you. The man that said, I thought, did get cleansed.
Amen.
And the Bible said he came up with flesh of a child.
Hallelujah.
He became a little child.
Yes.
Glory!
Yes.
Wow! Yes. Isn't that remarkable?
Yes.
When he came out of that water, it actually said, that his skin was like the skin of a child. No wrinkles, smooth, soft. Boy, if I just get y'all to become like little children, we'll get some smooth stuff. You know babies have their own smell? Huh? They always smell so clean. Yeah, little babies. See, their flesh has not been polluted. Living off of mama's milk.
Amen.
Now, if they start putting the other kind of milk in them,
right.
That mama's milk.
Amen.
There's not a baby that was ever born that had to be taught how to feed off the breast. Just get it close to it. And that little old mouth starts going. His eyes look up at that mom and say, All these wise guys. The blizzard came. Epley called me and said, I'm not coming. I said, now what am I going to do? I'm here. He said, you can do whatever you want. Said, the theater building is paid for. The advertisement paid for. Said, preach. Try going to, nobody coming though. Boy, oh boy, you folk won't budge, will you? You have no compassion. You like that devil that no? Where the hell was this guy? Stages. Bigger than this tabernacle. Big theater. Well, I go in and I start singing. No music. I just sang a few songs and four or five people showed up. So I preached to them. But what am I going to do? I got a building rented for 2 weeks. Man of God's not coming. What am I going to do? I got everything ready for the boy to come and he's not coming yet. Now what am I going to do? What am I going to do now? What am I going to do? I got real bold. I stepped out and I said, I command this weather. Hey, Steve, I command you, get on down here. Put your face right in my face. Come on, Satan, show yourself. Come on, Antichrist. You're not going to deceive me. You can say I'm God all you want to, but I know who God is. Do you know who God is? Do you know the truth?
Amen.
That's who God is.
Yes, who God is. Yes.
Now I'm going to testify. See, I hardly have any records of my meetings because I've never done it. I didn't make a little journal of this. All I can do is the word of my testimony. And if I brought a record. See, there's the record. But it's got to be spoken. Somebody's got to testify about Jesus Christ. Amazing. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. What is lasciviousness? Foolishness. Anybody preaching the grace of God today is the only thing that will save you. They call that foolish.
Amen.
You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. But the grace of God, you don't do nothing. You believe on God.
Amen.
Now that's it, whether you like it or not, peanut brain. And the more you try to impress God with your good works, or your good deeds, or your good heart, look at you. I'm here. Well, we ought to all move to New Zealand. The New Zealand government actually has promised this guy a good wage. How long? And you're not even in New Zealand. The government gives, you know, like we do with socialism. Don't you understand these Social Security checks? And it's the government guaranteeing us our living. And all they got to do is flatten us. Gonna take it off, and we're in trouble. I never asked you how much money you had to come here. In fact, I'll have sent you something to get you here. Yeah, I would, as long as I have it. Freely I receive. Freely I give. I'm up here in Columbia. Come and get me. Now you get down here. Hey, Lord. Yeah. But the harvest is here now. Come and get him. I'm here. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Here I am, Lord. Come get me. Hey, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come to you. Well, I really can't understand how you folk can hear this kind of preaching. Well, you're bragging on yourself. This ain't me doing this. I don't have this ability. My sufficiency is of Christ.
Amen.
He is sufficient.
That's right.
He is able. He enables me.
Amen.
What would I do without his word?
Oh, my
word?
No.
Oh, no. Boy, oh boy. I got out and I commanded the storm to go away. Next morning I woke up. Sun came out. Wind started to blow, and before the nightfall, the snow was gone. You don't believe that. I thought, now, what's going to hinder folk from coming? Because twice God did that for me. I thought, now, they can't say we can't come because the storm's gone. And I had to face it, that the crowd didn't get any bigger. They still didn't come. It's like here. I come looking for the hope of that guy to be here, and he's gone. I came out here last night looking for him. Huh. I wonder if Christ is going to find you when he comes looking for you. See, we don't realize that these things are happening in our life are actually temporal to prepare us for the eternal.
Amen.
The things that happen unto us happen for the fuzz of the gospel that Jesus is coming.
Hallelujah.
So everything we do should be preparing us, doing like we're preparing.
Amen.
I prayed twice, and God sent and moved that storm twice. But I still didn't get people. Still didn't. I'm talking about a theater four times bigger than this. Three or four people sitting on the front row. I couldn't go back home because I'd have no money. Epi said, you preach. Well, I preach and somebody's going to give me some money. But I only have a few people. And how many times can I get $10 out of somebody? You amaze me. Your minds don't grasp this. Somebody said to me one time, why did you take offering in the tabernacle? I said, because I got all their money already. Wouldn't that be stupid? Oh, maybe it would be. Y'all bring me an offering. Hallelujah. I'd like to have five of you bring me $100. How many of y'all got $100? Wow. He left this place and got rich. Hallelujah. Driving my car. Hallelujah. Oh. Ooh, my. Look at here. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I can count. Now what are you going to do?
Depend on the Lord.
What do you hope for? Why do you keep coming here? What do you hope for?
Salvation.
Salvation here?
In him.
Well, he's here. Yeah. I wish somebody, my God, what the hell does God? A bunch of depraved people. Are you ready? No. What a stupid answer. You know why she says no? Because she thinks she knows what I want. See? Isn't that something? How people think they got something so choice that I want it. I watch this. This is crazy, you know. Are you ready? Huh? Well, first of all, to get ready, you got to be willing.
Amen.
Have thine own way. But I don't like what you want to do. Oh, so you know what he wants to do, huh? Well, I don't like this pocket. It's got no pocket on it. She likes it because it's pretty. And I thought I was pretty enough, but she says, no. You're pretty, but I'm going to pretty up. So help me God, I'm telling you the truth. God, I still have those people coming after God. Turned the weather around. Took away every excuse. I still remember laying on my bed about midnight. I rented a little room in the loft of an old lady's home. $10 a week. Boy, was I blessed. I'd leave that theater by myself, walk down that room and house. You almost be enjoying yourself. You stiffen your neck. Well, we don't see no reason why you gotta tell us these stories like this. I don't see why you gotta keep on reading about Jesus. You know, we got another Jesus now. Mr. Trump, who says I'm the greatest. And these damn religious people, they go along with that. The revelation of the man of sin. He will enter into the temple, man. Amen. And declare himself to be God. And demand that all men worship him as God.
Amen.
Literally, he will just say, I'm God. Literally. Or to have somebody, man, become God. The evangelicals in America, you're being deceived, people. Oh, I have no doubt that God raised up Trump just like he's going to raise up the Antichrist. Who do you think created that angel? And why did he create him? To destroy him. That's why he did it. What if? I don't know what the hell to do with people who constantly fight against the very clear word of God.
Yes, Lord. Word of God.
He created it in the heaven and the earth for Satan. Then put his claim in. To the earth is the Lord's.
Amen.
And the force thereof.
Yes, Lord.
And he's going to save the earth for you and me. For the meek shall inherit the earth. And of this kingdom, there will be no end. My God! Oh, don't hurt yourself. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. We're equal with God. We're joint heirs. And we're equal in Christ. Come, my God. Behold, what manner of love is this, that we should be called Son of God. Therefore, because we are called sons of God, therefore, our family, our children, our kinfolk who are of the world, they don't know who we are. Because they're of the world. I'm not waiting for the World Council of Churches to recognize me. Or you.
Hallelujah.
And thank God, God reduced it down to so few, they said it ain't worth it. I tried to say that some time ago. I had no trouble around the people saw me getting money.
Hallelujah.
Then they started to pull away. And not a one just packed up and left. Where's your faith?
Amen.
trying to go to the kingdom.
Glory.
Where's your faith? I don't need money to survive.
Glory.
And when I get money, I get a little trouble. Now what am I going to do with it? Oh, I know. I can give it to you, right?
Oh, God.
I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that.
Oh, bless you.
No, I give people money.
Oh, bless you.
Sure I do.
Yeah. Bless you, Jesus.
And I always marvel at that. Because my children have money. And I say to them, I don't have it right now.
Hallelujah.
And then just like that, God has sent me some money.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
He just sent me some this morning.
Hallelujah. Glory, God.
You think I'd take that offer if it wasn't given right?
Hallelujah.
You think I would do that? What kind of God do you think he is? Do you know your God?
Amen.
Christ liveth.
Hallelujah.
Well now. He thought of not robbery in flesh. Though he was rich, he became poor. That we, through his poverty, might be made rich. And my God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, your Father, he has an inheritance laid up for you. Son, all that I have is thine. Wow. Is in Jesus. He satisfied joy. He supplied. Life would be worthless without him. All things. Hey, Steve, show your face, Satan. Time for you to be revealed. Come on, Mr. Antichrist. Come on, man. Satan will enter into them. And everybody knows the verse I use. He will be revealed in his time. Is the Bible revealed his time?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Glory.
Isn't just something. This house, just right here. His time is 3.5 years. He rises up during the manifestation of the fourth beast. Come on, Sister Powell, you can do better than that.
Thank you.
I'll sit there. Well, we believe you, but we're not quite sure. You know.
Hallelujah.
I wonder what God revealed to you, or who revealed that time.
Okay.
Brother Jackie back there? Brother Connolly, Brother Timothy. How about Brother Harbor?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory. Oh, glory, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless it.
Boy, I'm not sure whether you're guilty or convicted. Because if you're convicted, then you're guilty.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Lord Jesus. Oh, God. You're not evil, are you? Or are you convicted? Son, now I told you this. You tell me what I told you. Every time that God ever spoke to me personally, in reference to anything, he would always call me son. And if you listen to him, and let him talk to you personally, he will call you son.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Now are we.
Son.
Now is present.
Amen.
Not past.
Yes.
Not future.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Now it doesn't appear like that. But we know. That when he appear, we're going to look just like
him.
It was about 12:30 at night, and I was laying, worried, wondering. I couldn't go back home because I had no money.
Hallelujah.
I wasn't getting anybody to tabernacle. What I do? I don't know what else to do. They won't believe me. They'll believe certain things, but they won't believe me. They won't believe it. This is how you led me, so I could lead them.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
They soon forgot all the way that God had led them. And so they murmured against Moses, the one that God used to lead them. What's the matter? What did I say to call that? Follow me. Well, you haven't followed Christ. Or you never would have sinned. Or you never would have done this. Or you never would have done that. Then he never would have had a say to you, would he?
Amen. Amen.
You poor, unsanctified people. I'm trying to give you a picture of being all alone in the loft. Desolation everywhere. And all at once I heard that still small voice.
Amen.
Son? Do you know why I changed the weather? I said, sure, I know why, because we prayed. He said, no.
Hallelujah. Glory.
This is the part you don't believe. So he asked me again. He said, son, you know, let that thing down with all them four-footed beasts.
Amen.
said, son, do you know why I changed the weather? See, now I can't prove that to you. I do know that it was on the front page of the Kansas City Star, but I didn't pay no attention. But there was headlines that had to do with how that blizzard come. Now, if I go back long enough, maybe in search diligent enough, I could maybe find that. But, see, that won't prove nothing, will it? If you're not going to believe what I tell you, if I find the paper, you won't believe it. The only things you folk have believed on me and used it against me, because you don't believe the record that God gave of his son. How can you use anything against God? Who's your anything? Or you got the record, huh? You better repent. You don't like when I tell you these stories. I know you don't. He's all pulled down. I said, because we prayed. And I heard God say, no.
No, my Lord. Yes, God.
And before I had a chance to say any more, he said, because you prayed. That's why I'm a little more careful about how I pray. I might get slapped back with a big mouth. Call me a liar. Cry aloud. So when certain things happen, I know what you've done. And there's one thing you knew what you were doing yesterday. You were sitting in the same place that the woman over there called me a liar. She would call me a liar. Did I say you're laying down?
No.
Stop making God a liar. Well, you ain't God. I'm here instead. I got his word in my mouth. Well, I don't believe that. Then you better run for your life. Jesus said, Father, I pray not for the world. You keep being of the world, and I ain't going to pray for you.
Amen.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He was my example.
Yes.
There's one more story about Kansas City, remember it? Oh, you remember it? I stayed there for a couple of weeks because I couldn't go. Wasn't getting many people, I had no money. I went without eating days on end because I had no money. So one day I got kind of bold. I got up and I was hungry. There's a beautiful diner on the way to that movie house. So I just thought, I'm going to go and get me something to eat. And I figured out, I wash dishes, I mop the floor. So I walked in very confident, walked right by and got me a seat, overcome the nice little waitress, and took my order, and boy, did I order. Mashed potatoes, gravy. I think I had a pork chop, too. peas and carrots. No salad. And I just sat there and rye bread and butter. I was having me a feast. And I looked like a paying customer. More coffee, please. And I drug it out for at least an hour. Another cup of coffee, please. More of my coffee, please. Because I knew when I was done, she was going to hand me a bill. And I was trying to prolong that. Trying to get on her good side or whatever. You're going to mock me. You're going to do it no matter what I say to you. You're going to sit there. There's no greater mockery than just no response.
Amen.
Finally, I decided I got to leave. I've been there 2 hours, maybe. Don't know how much coffee I drank. No joy preaching the gospel to this world, Lord. They don't believe it. No joy in preaching the coming of Christ to this church world. They don't believe it. Can't you tell us something believable? Where you get all that money from, David? How much are they giving you now? Wow. Or getting back on the ground, get the $800 to keep this thing going. Won't be long, they're going to cut it off. Oh, they won't cut it off. That's up to you. They'll give you a card, they'll give you an identity.
Hallelujah.
They'll tell you how sick you are. They'll give you all the Social Security benefits. But I want to tell you something. Forget not the Lord thy God. Remember all of his benefits. See, we're benefactors. We benefit from his death on Calvary. We benefit from his dying and lying in the grave. But how do we benefit? Because he said, I will come again. That's how we benefit. That's how we benefit. I walked up to the counter, pulled out my wallet. You know, like I had some money. I said to the young woman, I said, how much is my bill? I go to Calvary every day and say, how much do I owe? He said, nothing. Been paid. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. I got to give an account of my bill been paid. Your bill been paid. Glory. Somebody. Somewhere, Jesus. The girl looked at me, she said, your bill paid. You don't owe nothing. I says, I didn't know anybody in that
thing.
A woman, I had my steak, had my... Yes, I know. I washed dishes. I'll scrub the floor. She said, no, it's paid.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Including the tip. How many saw that little thing on the YouTube the other day where the woman got a tip of $20,000? She got $20,000 from two strangers. She was working real hard trying to, over the holidays. And her children were not going to have a good Christmas. And she didn't say nothing about it, but the other folks she worked with, because she was cheerful and, boy, you people are something. Your identity, your perplexed minds, ever learning. You think this world would learn they need a Savior? If they knew that, they would know that Trump's not their Savior. That little meeting he had down there, a woman praying for him, a woman prophetess. Now, I'm not against women prophesying, but there are no women prophets.
Amen.
I still have trouble here, huh? There are no women prophets. Just like there are no women apostles.
Amen.
And there are no more apostles today. That guy down there, old Trump, says, sure appreciate apostle so-and-so. The man's a liar. They say they're apostles and they're not. Well, they say they're prophets and they're not. God. What prophet, a man said to me. Okay, so who said we're not hear that prophet? Who's the prophet?
Amen.
Who is that? Which one? Many false prophets. The old man paid my meal.
Amen.
Jesus paid your bill.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost delivered the canceled check to you. Said your bill paid. You're waiting on him and he's waiting on you. She didn't come running over there saying, I don't worry about your bill. She just let me sit there and she waited until I came to the cashier. Well, I tried to pay it. Hey, you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to try to pay it because it's already paid. And your name written down in the Lamb Book of Life. That's the kind of stories I've been through.
Hallelujah.
I could tell you many of them just like that.
Hallelujah.
Why me? Like this temple here.
God bless you, Jesus.
It was a young man to put that rug down. That was his job before he came here. And we need the rug put down. What was his name?
Brad.
He's the one that married Stacy. And that fellow put that up. His name was... They were good at that. Hey, where Edward gone on me? Weren't you called yesterday by some sheetrock?
Yes.
They want you to do it. They want you to somebody give some advice. Did you know what to tell them? How? Can you talk about your experience? Somebody asks you what you're doing. Can you tell them your experience? You won't budge, will you? Hey, Steve, where'd you go? Good, I got you listening. If you'll just hear, you damn fool. Mercy's been extended to you again, Steve. Mercy. The word of God has smit you right there where you are. Profess himself be wise. A fool. Hey, Steve, you hear that? Good. Fool. Come on, face me face to face and pronounce judgment on me right to my face. Come on, boy. Shut your big mouth. Come on down. Get off the exit 69, 68. Come right on down the road toward Charleston. You'll find a sign on the right that says Maranatha. Ah, damn it. Oh, Satan rages. It's amazing, isn't it? The man's raging. Satan's raging. And he railing against the man of God. Just railing. If you're the prophet, come on down. No, you come on down. The devil. What's wrong with you people? See, some of you sitting right there, right now, you're double-minded. Well, I don't think y'all act like that. I'm not acting. Amen. Come on down, Steve.
Oh,
come on, face me, face to face.
Amen.
Come on. I've been waiting for God to fulfill something he promised me. You could just be the one. Would that be nice, Steve?
Oh, my Lord.
You don't blame me? Well, come on. Face me. Got plenty of room.
Amen.
Even in the cemetery.
Amen. Oh, yeah. That's
right. If we ain't got enough room for you in the cemetery, we'll make room. Well, you're a smart lad. Is that what that is? I'm just being smart? What am I? Bold as a lion. The righteous. Come on, Steve, you're so right. Be bold. We used to say years ago, put your money where your mouth is. Come on, Satan. See, the reason I keep doing it, because we're at that point in time when we're going to have the revelation of the man of sin. And remember, there are many manifestations. Even now are there many antichrist. And Satan came right among them. Come on here. That wasn't God that brought you back like that to challenge me. I didn't run from it.
That's right.
Oh, God.
And you big 200 some pound professional boxer. You ever knock anybody out?
No.
You, fresh
to stuff. Huh? When you was boxing?
Yes.
You knocked him out?
Yes.
Knocked him out cold?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Wow. You got knocked out of here.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah, we're going to knock you out too. Got to keep you alive though, because you still got a good Social Security check. Of course, if you think at that, you could be running to Walmart and getting your prescription filled. What are we going to do? Oh, just let you die.
Praise the Lord.
Or help us to live.
Amen.
So whether we die or whether we live, as long as we live for the Lord and die in the Lord, we got it made. Somebody got to believe it. Somebody got to believe it. For me to live is Christ, but to die, I got him. He got me! Hallelujah! Glory! Jamie!
Hallelujah.
Hey, Steve, where'd you go? God is on his way, right? Yeah, he's on his way to hell. Now, if I make it through this day, talking like this, I'll get back there, my good old friend from over in Europe, Harney County, talk English. I know you're raging against the people. That guy did it 3 times after last week. County, I understand him. Broken. Within 1 day,
hallelujah,
he called back. I was wrong, wasn't I? I'm sorry. Please pray for God to forgive me. Yeah. See, and I tell you that story, and you mock it. You think I just tell you to show you how... You're not going to do that. There ain't nobody going to come against this problem and get bit with it. No one. No one. So you better stop coming against me. Well, we don't have to go along with that. Okay, then don't. Then don't. Shall we stand? My God reigns.
My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns.
That means my God rules. Prophets, but will not have this prophet. I don't know why you folks get so downcast when I say that. You're not guilty, are you? Are you? Brother Brown?
When it pleased God, who separated you.
Brother Brown?
The people, Son of Man. The children of that people are still talking against me.
What's the key word there?
Children.
What's the word that makes them magnify it?
Thy people.
Thy people, the children of thy people.
Brother Brown, what word makes that viable?
Against.
Damn it. Still. Brother Brown, will you read it the way it's written?
Son of man.
Son of man.
The children of thy people
Still hiding yourself? What are they doing?
Talking against you.
Murmuring.
Yes.
Complaining.
Yes.
Still.
Still.
If I would not drive that home, I would be faithful. And that's the only thing God requires of me. Because
yes.
That's the only thing that's going to get rid of my sin.
Amen.
Faith.
Yes.
Full.
Hallelujah.
Full of faith.
Hallelujah.
And this is the victory.
Yes.
That will overcome the world.
Yes.
Even our faith.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
And the word of faith is in your mouth. In your heart. In my heart there.
There rings the melody. There rings the melody. There is harmony. In my heart there is a melody. There rings the melody of love.
You keep opposing me, you're going to find yourself fighting against God. Well, who do you think you are? Okay. Then you make any judgment you want to make. God bless you. I'm done.